News release. Ontario Provincial Police. Manitoulin Island, on September 26, 2022, the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, Community Street Crime Unit, CSCU, executed a Controlled Drugs and Substance Act, CDSA, search warrant at a residence in Mechijing First Nation on Manitoulin Island. A search of the residence led to the seizure of over 146 grams of suspected crack cocaine and a small amount of suspected fentanyl. The estimated street value of the drugs seized is over $29,000. Police also located over $1,000 in Canadian currency. Four people were arrested and charged. Carter Bebanang, 24 years old from Mechijing First Nation, was charged with failure to comply with release order, other than to attend court contrary to Section 145.5.a of the Criminal Code, CC. A young person, 17 years old from North York, was charged with possession of a Schedule 1 substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine contrary to Section 5.2, CDSA, possession of a Schedule 1 substance, opioid, other than heroin, contrary to Section 4.1, CDSA, possession property obtained by crime under $5,000 contrary to Section 354.1.a, CC. Ashley Corbière McLean, 19 years old from Mechijing First Nation, was charged with possession of a Schedule 1 substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine contrary to Section 5.2, CDSA, possession of a Schedule 1 substance, opioid, other than heroin, contrary to Section 4.1, CDSA, possession property obtained by crime under $5,000 contrary to Section 354.1.a, CC, failure to comply with undertaking contrary to Section 145.4.a, CC. Alicia McLean Corbière, 23 years old from Mechijing First Nation, was charged with possession of a Schedule 1 substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine contrary to Section 5.2, CDSA, possession of a Schedule 1 substance, opioid, other than heroin, contrary to Section 4.1, CDSA, possession property obtained by crime under $5,000 contrary to Section 354.1.a, CC, failure to comply with undertaking contrary to Section 145.4.a, CC. All accused persons are scheduled to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice in Gore Bay on October 26, 2022.